Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Shelby Rose. The city of Houston will agree to not annex the Woodlands if a $50 million agreement is approved next week. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh tells us both city and township officials like the deal.
If the agreement is approved, the city would promise not to absorb the community of more than 110,000 people to the north of Houston.
This agreement we have is a win-win.
Brad Bailey is chairman of the Woodlands Township, which would pay the city $50 million over the next 3 years in exchange for the promise.
That would give the city some short-term relief on their obligations, but to give the Woodlands the ability to finally put to bed the annexation thing.
By forestalling annexation, the city of Houston would pass on a significant potential source of revenue. The township forecasts nearly $51 million in property tax collection in 2027, with the tax rate 3 times lower than Houston's, as well as nearly $43 million in sales tax revenue. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
State Representative Carl Tepper of Lubbock says he expects lawmakers to propose restrictions next year on flock cameras. He made the comments to Chambers County Sheriff Brian Hawthorne during a hearing in Austin.
There has been a lot of abuse of the cameras. So as professionals and to increase the, the public opinion of your profession, we've got to stem this. I think you're going to be looking at legislation coming up on that.
We agree.
Sheriff Hawthorne pushed back, saying they are a valuable tool for solving crimes. And rising food costs are hitting some of the most vulnerable Texans, including seniors living on fixed incomes. Celia Cole, CEO of Feeding Texas, told TPR's The Source, seniors often have little ability to increase their income when the cost of food rises.
We definitely see seniors, more seniors in our lines, in